This is Ozarks at Large. If you have a music fan in your life under a certain age, you probably already know of the Imagination Movers. Their CDs, DVDs, and television series are popular with younger audiences. But if you've heard their songs, you may just be a fan, even if you're able to drive your own car or own your own AARP card. The four-man and Imagination Movers will be at Walton Arts Center this weekend for a pair of daytime shows on Saturday, a matinee on Sunday. And a member of the quartet, Mover Rich, joins me from, I guess, the beach. Is that where you are right now?
I'm in sunny Pensacola, Florida.
And you're actually going to take a break from your vacation to play for us here?
I am. I know. It was really funny. The Movers, we all finished a huge tour this spring. We were out for 4 or 5 months. You know, we did 100-and-something shows across the country. And then we all, you know, took summer vacations with our kids. All the other guys had finished up their vacations. Mine just started, and it just happened, this chance to come perform for you guys happened to fall during my vacation. But we really wanted to get to that area, and I figured, you know, they can be without me for a couple of days, so I'm hopping on a plane with my guitar and we go come up there and visit and then come back here and join everybody.
A few years ago, as I understand the story, you and your three pals, who are all in Imagination Movers, were consciously writing songs. At least three of you have children of your own, and you had really thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we had a band and perhaps a TV show someday? Is that how it started?
Yeah, the whole dream began in 2002-03 in New Orleans. We were just friends living in the same neighborhood, and we, you know, having kids around the same age, we saw all the TV shows and the entertainment that was out there, and it just sparked a creative idea in us, and we thought it would be great to make a show for kids that had that kind of Mr. Rogers, Captain Kangaroo live-action quality to it, but then if you combined it with, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Beastie Boys, this kind of rock and roll aesthetic that we all grew up with. And, you know, so we just set our minds to kind of creating this music and this concept for a show. And then for us, it was just kind of a dream come true story because we worked hard, became a regional success, and then were able to impress some of the executives at Disney Channel and Walt Disney Records and began a 5-year adventure with them where we've made 75 episodes of the show and we're on all around the world. Never once sat down and said, gee, let's do a market study. What would a 3.5-year-old, you know, want to hear about? It's all of it. Basically, we just get together. We start jamming on different ideas, and we just make the best song we can make. And, you know, we're all just huge students of pop music and rock music and hip-hop music and everything all over the radio. And I think that love of popular music and of just, you know, the 3-minute song really it's what has allowed us to do all this stuff that we've been able to do.
You all had this dream of music. Was it harder then to learn or to act, to be in front of the camera?
That was a total adventure, and we all came at it differently. I remember when we started that process, I was like, worried, gee, are we gonna be able to do this? But you know, really what we do on stage and when we're making songs and even on the TV show is we just sort of act the way we act with our own kids, really. We all just act like dads. And so, you know, the goofy, you know, the kind of monkeys persona that we have on TV is really just an extension of just the way we just do kind of silly, you know, goofing around with our own kids.
When people write about you, often they refer to Red Hot Chili Peppers or maybe you too. But if you look at the font of something that's on the cover of your latest CD, which is called In a Big Warehouse. That
yes.
Font, anyone who was listening to music in the early 80s, I mean, there was a band called Big Country.
Yes.
And that's the font that you have on that box.
Yeah, it's a direct tribute. And this, we're going to date ourselves, but you know, for whatever, we all, you know, we all grew up listening to the new wave music in the 80s. So, of course, you know, all the British Invasion stuff, whether it's U2 or from Ireland or the Police or whatever, that was all a big part of our very, you know, young musical lives. But there's another band called Big Country that was not nearly as famous as those other bands. There was a Scottish rock band that we just coincidentally, all four movers, you know, growing up in our own little world, they all had a shared an affinity for that band. And so that's kind of become a running inside joke with us. Is really from every record, from the very first independent CD we made, we've had some kind of reference to that band and to their songs. We've snuck Big Country melodies in the songs. We've thanked individual members of that band in the liner notes. And I guess it just got much more upfront when we put it on we used that artwork as the cover of this thing. The funny thing is we actually are very popular in Scotland. So I think in the coming years, we're going to finally get to go to Scotland and play some shows. And, you know, of course, all of us want to go to, try and go to Dunfermline, which is where that band was from, and see it, and also hopefully try and, if we can, meet some of the, you know, meet the surviving members of that group.
Hey, thanks so much, and pleasant travels. Can't wait to see you here.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. This song goes out to all the leftovers. What's in the fridge?
What's in the fridge?
What's in the fridge?
What's in the fridge?
Rich Collins is one of the founding members of the band Imagination Movers. They'll perform Saturday morning at 11 and again Saturday afternoon at 4 and a Sunday matinee at 2, all at Walton Arts Center in downtown Fayetteville. Their latest CD is titled In a Big Warehouse, and their series can be seen regularly on the Disney Channel. For more information about the band and their music, you can go to imaginationmovers.com. For more information about their upcoming shows at Walton Arts Center, waltonartscenter.org.